The book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 8, verse 1 to 7. And the Bible says, Moreover, brethren, we want you to know of the grace of God bestowed on the churches of Macedonia, how that in a great trial of affliction, the abundance of their joy and their deep poverty abounded unto the riches of their liberality. For to their ability I bear record, ye, and beyond their ability, they were willing of themselves, begging us with much entreaty that we would receive the gift and take upon us the fellowship of the ministering to the saints. And this they did not as we expected, but first gave their own selves to the Lord and unto us by the will of God, so that we add Titus, that as he had begun, so he would also finish in you the same grace also. Therefore, as you abound in everything, in faith and utterance and knowledge and in all diligence and in your love to us, see that you abound in this grace also. That's the word of God. Let us stand up. Hello. I just want you to utter one word as we bring the speaker of today. Just say, pray for him before he comes to preach for us. Thank you, Jesus. You are the King of glory. Bring forth your servant unto you, Lord, as you're going to preach, Lord. Fill him with the word, King of glory. Let us believe and pray. Our dear Heavenly Father, I come unto you, Jehovah Nissi, thanking you, Jesus, because you have been gracious, King of glory. Father Almighty, hereby, Jehovah Nissi, O Lord, I'm praying, Jehovah Nissi, for the preacher of today, that Lord, may you fill him with your words, King of glory. Direct him, Jehovah Nissi, O Lord, because you're worthy. It is in the mighty name of Jesus I do pray and believe. Let's clap for the preacher of today.
Bwana asifiwe. Praise God. Are you blessed? Are you happy this morning? That is good. So please, there's no need of us spreading all the way. These seats here can be sufficient for us. So if you find within yourself the grace to move to a space before you, that will be very blessed. Bwana asifiwe. Thank you. I can see the grace is coming to some people. Nice. Yeah, that's a bit better. So again, this morning I'm humbled to be able to have this opportunity by God's grace to minister to you this morning. And I am thanking him because of the same. And I know that God is gonna minister to us something this morning. Bwana asifiwe. Yeah, so my theme this morning is the grace of giving. And Joy has done a good job of reading the text that I'll be using for this morning. But even as we proceed into that, there was a pastor who was having a conversation with a farmer. Bwana asifiwe. Si tunajua pastor? Tunajua farmer, sindio? So he asked him three questions. The first was, if you had 100 cows, would you give 50? The farmer said, yes. The next question, if you had 1,000 chicken, hallelujah, will you give 500? The farmer said, yes. Then the third question, if you had 2 pigs, would you give 1 pig? The farmer said, pastor, you know I only have 2 pigs. I cannot give 1 pig. Bwana asifiwe. Yeah, so giving is a very interesting thing. And sometimes we struggle for whatever reason, I don't know. You yourself, you are the one who knows where you struggle. Bwana asifiwe. But today we are talking about the grace of giving, because there is a certain grace that God avails to us, and we are able to give in a manner that glorifies him, and we are able also to give in a manner that is able to uplift other people. Bwana asifiwe. So Paul is writing to the Corinthians, and we have read part of his letter in the 7 verses that we have read. But I want you to see something there. The first thing that I want us to talk about, because we are going to talk about only 3 things and then I'll be done. And that is, Paul is saying, we want you to know, brothers, about the grace of God that has been given amongst the churches in Macedonia. For in a severe test of affliction, their abundance of joy and their extreme poverty have overflowed in a wealth of generosity on their part. Bwana asifiwe. So the first thing that I want you to catch is this, that the grace of God, because Paul talks about the grace that has been extended to the churches in Macedonia. These were Philippians, we have Ephesians, we have Achaia, and all those other places where there were fellowships of Christians. And so, as he talks about it to the Corinthians, he tells them that, look here, I can tell you by testimony that I have seen the grace of God at work in this congregation as far as giving. That even when they were tested with a severe affliction, and we talked about affliction last Sunday, where we said that affliction is simply but suffering, a hard time, a difficulty. That even in their severe difficulty, they were able to be generous. Bwana asifiwe. So the first thing that I want you to see about the grace of God is that the grace of God makes you to be generous even in affliction. Bwana asifiwe. Praise God. So that's the first thing that the grace of God can enable you to do. Now, when you go to someone, especially in hard times, and you tell them, please assist in this manner, I need this amount of money so that I can go and do something, what will they tell you? Unajua hii uchumi, si unaona things are tough, you know all these kinds of things. But Paul is saying the Corinthians did not have such kind of excuses. They were able to give even in their hard time. Bwana asifiwe. And if you do not know, the reason why the churches in that place in Macedonia had a hard time is because those days there was also persecution. So somebody would come and make sure that you have a hard time. The authorities would come and make sure that you have a hard time because of one and only one thing, following Jesus. Bwana asifiwe. But even in that circumstance, Paul tells us in this letter that they were able to give. Ask your neighbor, are you able to give in the midst of an affliction? Hii mnauliza soft soft, eh? Kwa sababu maybe unajishuku. Bwana asifiwe. Yes. That is, it takes the grace of God for you to give when you don't have. For you to give when you are suffering. So when you see the widow that had only one coin giving, it was the grace at work. Bwana asifiwe. Look at somebody like Ananias and Sapphira. They had made a very good decision. We're going to give. But even after that, they still struggled. So it's human. It's possible to struggle. But when the grace of God kicks in, then you are able to overcome your circumstances and you are able to give. Because remember, we are talking about the grace of giving. Bwana asifiwe. Yes. So he tells us they were able to give even in their extreme poverty. That is what my version says. And I like what Paul explains. He says that the first thing they did was to give themselves to God. Bwana asifiwe. So the first thing for you to experience the grace that will enable you to give is to give yourself to God. And we're going to talk about that. He also talks about they gave according to their means. So it starts with what do you have in the first place. Many of us want to give from a position we are not in. We want to give from abundance and we are in lack. We want to give from lack and we are in abundance. There's a mismatch there. But Paul is saying, we give, they gave according to their means. So there is a direct proportion between the means and the giving. Bwana asifiwe. And that is what we learn from those particular churches in that particular area of Macedonia. And then it says, they gave beyond their means. That now, when they were giving, they did not only give according to their means in direct proportion, but even when they did not have, they were able to go above and beyond. And then also another thing that I need to mention, because this is important, there's something that the Christians in the churches in Macedonia did. They asked Paul. In fact, my Bible says they begged Paul. Maybe your version says they appealed to Paul. Whatever it says, that they asked Paul, we want to be part of this initiative. Bwana asifiwe. Praise God. We want to be part of this initiative. So they had a desire. That is what my Bible is telling me. They had a desire to be part and parcel of the giving to the churches in Jerusalem. So do you have that desire? Ask your neighbor, do you have a desire to be part of such kind of things? Ask them. For me, yes. So it starts, you can see the unique kind of people that the Macedonians were. They gave according to their means. They even went beyond their means. And the Bible says that they begged to be part of that giving initiative. So whenever there is an opportunity to give, how do you respond? How do you react? How do you carry out yourself? Do you exclude yourself or do you want to be included so that you can be part of such kinds of things? And that's why I go back to where I mentioned that they first, Paul says, that they first gave themselves to God. Bwana asifiwe. And then they gave themselves to Paul and his fellow ministers. So they first gave themselves to God and then they gave themselves to the ministers. Bwana asifiwe. So unless you give yourself to God, then the grace for giving will be a challenge. Giving will be a challenge. Wachana atana, the grace. Because the grace comes once we have given ourselves to God. But when we have a challenge with giving ourselves to God, then we will have a challenge with giving as far as church matters are concerned. And I want to read a scripture, Romans chapter 12, verse 1 to 2, because I want to show you something there. Are you there? Romans, ask your neighbor, are you there? Romans chapter 12, 1 to 2, very fast. I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. He was telling the Romans, I want you to give yourselves to God. And when I was looking at the churches in Macedonia, I saw this kind of trait in them, that they gave themselves. And I'm looking at what Paul is writing here and saying, that you give yourself. So they gave themselves first. And then verse 2 says, Then do not be conformed, but be transformed, but that by testing you may discern what is the will of God. And that is what Paul is saying to the Corinthians, that they gave themselves to God, then they gave themselves to Paul and his fellow ministers by the will of God. Because Paul simply told them, I'm going to be taking a collection to Jerusalem, to the Christians in Jerusalem. And they said, we want to be in. We want to be part of this. So how could they have such a grace? Paul explains it to us, that they first gave themselves to God. Then they were able to give themselves to Paul and his fellow ministers. And when Paul made the call that at some point, I'm going to be taking a collection, they said, we will be in that. So the first thing that the grace of God does is to make us to be generous in all situations. That is what I was explaining. Because according to means and beyond means is simply that. That you can give whether you have or whether you don't have. Let's go to number two. The grace of God makes you to complete what you started. Bwana asifiwe. Tell your neighbor, complete what you started. Complete. Let me ask you a personal question. Na hii maybe hautafurahia. How many projects of yours has Jaisha? Ask your neighbor. How many projects has Jaisha? Okay, muulize tu moja. Okay, project gani moja haijaisha? So when you look at yourself, you will see that there are things we have not completed. There's a course you started, hujamaliza. Kuna mjengo ulianza, iko katikati. Kuna sijui nini ulianza. Kuna kitu ulisema you will do this year. You are yet to start. Or kama ulianza, you are yet to complete it. And Paul tells you and I that the grace of God makes us to complete what we started. And not just anything, but we can be able to take part in a giving initiative. We start it and we complete it. Bwana asifiwe. Have you ever made a pledge? Have you ever made a pledge? Did you fulfill them 100%? Yeah? So yes, ziko 50-50. So I do not know what to conclude. But let me not make conclusions this early in the morning. Paul says, Titus, I sent Titus to you. And when Titus came to you, he came with this message that we are going to help the Christians in Jerusalem. And when Titus came to you, you respond, sends Titus. He tells Titus that I am sending you to these guys in Corinth, and I know when you tell them we are going to give to the Jerusalem church, they will do it. So Paul is boasting about the Corinthians even before they have done what he was supposed to do. Can we boast of you even before? Can we just know that when we come to you on this matter, you will respond? That is what Paul is saying. That he just told Titus, these guys, I am sending you to them. And when you get to them, you will tell them this and you will see their response. They will respond. And you can see that is in line with what we have already said. That they first gave themselves to God, then they gave themselves to the apostles. So that now when Titus came to them and told them, look, we have a need in Jerusalem and we'll be counting on you guys to do something. They said, tuko ndani, we want to be inside that initiative. Now, it was not a week's thing. We are talking about a year here. Because when the message goes out to the Corinthian church, and when they are supposed to bring the collection, it is a span of 1 year. That's why I'm talking about, have you ever pledged? Have you ever made a commitment? And have you ever been able to follow through? So completing the task is not a matter of 1 day. It is not a matter of 1 week, no. It is a matter of a long duration of time. Can you be able to be committed to a course that involves giving, that involves support for even a year. That is what Paul is saying here. So the grace of God will enable you to start on something and to complete it. Now, the interesting thing about the Corinthian church is that they had not yet given. They had just said that when the time comes, you can count on us. And Paul was telling them, you have a very good example in the church in Macedonia, because they gave in whatever circumstance they were in. And I want to encourage you that as that time approaches, that you too will be able to give as much as they did. I want to read 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 2, just very quickly. 2 Corinthians 9, 2. I'm already there. For I know your readiness, of which I boast about you to the people of Macedonia, saying that Achaia has been ready since last year. That's what I was talking to you about 1 year. And your zeal has stirred up most of them. That you can count on us when the time comes. We will be ready. We are ready. We want to be part of it. That is what we are learning there. So the grace of God enables us to start and enables us to finish. And that is within the nature of God. Because when Paul is writing to the Philippians, he says in chapter 1, verse 6, that God, he who began a good work in you, is able to complete it. So we are in the nature of God. We are in the grace of God when we can be able to begin something and complete it. Bwana asifiwe. Praise God. Are we together? That was number 2, sindio? Let's go to number 3, which should be our final one. The grace of God makes you obey. Or in other words, the grace of God makes you answer to his voice. Jesus says that my sheep know me, they know my voice. Bwana asifiwe. Ukikutana na ngombe za Masai hapa tuzikitembea, you can try that experiment and you try to shepherd them. I'm very sure they will not come to you. Bwana asifiwe. Yeah, because you are a strange voice to them. But Jesus is saying that his voice is familiar to us, that we should be familiar to his voice. But we are talking about the grace of God making you to be able to answer to his call to give. Bwana asifiwe. That is the grace of giving. And so, Paul sends Titus. And Titus goes to the Corinthian church. And he tells them what Paul has for them. And he takes back a report to Paul. And he tells Paul that I told them about this. They were ready. They were willing to obey. But how can they obey if it is not the grace of God? Yes. So we struggle with giving because God is not in it. We struggle with giving because if God is not in it, then the grace of God that helps us to abound, I think that's what Joy read, to abound in every good work. My version says to excel in every good work. Then it becomes a challenge. And that is what I want you to learn this morning. That if God is not in it, there will be a challenge. Because God is the one that will voice it out to you that this is something that you need to be part of. I want you to turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 7. Let's go to chapter 7. Chapter 7, verse 14 and 15. chapter 7, verse 14 and 15. This is what it says. For whatever boasts I made to him about you. That is Paul writing, talking about his boasting to Titus, whom he sent to the Corinthian church. And he says, for whatever boasts I made to him about you, I was not put to shame. But just as everything we said to you was true, also our boasting before Titus has proved to be true. And his affection of you is even greater as he remembers the obedience of you all, how you received him. So when Paul sends out a message, he's expecting obedience because these are his children. He has shepherded them and he's making an appeal to them that, look here, we need to come out for the church in Jerusalem. And so he is glad to get the report that they were ready to do it, they were ready to obey, and he's saying that even, he's telling them that even when I sent Titus, Hamukuniangusha, you remained true to my testimony about you. Praise God. Bwana asifiwe.
Yes.
So are you ready to obey? Because at the end of the day, it boils down to obedience. And in the book of Samuel, we know a very, very famous scripture that obedience is better than
sacrifice.
So the sacrifice you bring is not that important. It is the obedience that carries the sacrifice. Tell your neighbor, it is the obedience carrying the sacrifice. Mwambie vizuri, it is the obedience carrying the sacrifice. So that now we stop people from carrying sacrifices that do not have obedience in them. And that's what we're going to see here. Paul talks about cheerful giving. When you're comfortable with the sacrifice. Bwana asifiwe.
Yeah.
But when you are uncomfortable with the sacrifice, you would rather not have given. Because it is obedience that counts. Tell your neighbor, it is obedience that counts. Aya, twende kwa hiyo scripture. Chapter 9, verse 7. Chapter 9, verse 7. Each one of you must give as he has decided in his heart, not reluctantly or under compulsion. For God loves a cheerful giver. So there are three kinds of givers. Reluctant givers. Oh, hallelujah. Leo, sijakuja na uzuri, sindio Abel? Reluctant giver. Amutaki kusema yo. Kila mtu aseme reluctant givers. Unajua hata kwa hii CBC ya watoto wadogo, they are taught by repetition. Wanaimba wimbo paka zinaingia kwa system. Bwana asifiwe. So hata nyinyi nitawaambia museme mpaka ingie kwa si? Eh. So reluctant givers. First category of giver. Huyo ndo tunasema the sacrifice is being carried, but the carrier hayuko. And that is a challenge. Bwana asifiwe. It talks about a compulsed giver. Yani a forced giver. Let me use another term for that. A forced giver. Umelazimishwa kutoa. Kwa sababu wengine wanatoa, we unasema nisibaki nyuma. Nastaki kutoboa siri zaidi ya hapo. Bwana asifiwe. Me, I just want you to get the principle and work on it. I don't want to tell of the strategies that people are compulsed. Bwana asifiwe. So a forced giver. That's the second kind of giver. And then we have a cheerful. Hapo mnasema kwa nguvu, but I don't know if you are there. A cheerful
giver.
Now, a cheerful giver is the one that is ready to give, like what we have already said, ready to obey, like what we have already said, and once they say, we will give, they make sure they do it according to that decision. So when you give with reluctance, it means umeingia kwa ile club ya Ananias. You wanted to give, but along the way you have changed your mind. Ama because we have come here and spoken to you about giving, you feel guilty. So you are now a forced giver. Guilt is the one that is driving you. But a cheerful giver has a clear conscience. And that's why it's important that we are able to do so. All right. Let me finish it up. We have... Paul talks about the manna. That the person that collected a lot and the person that collected little, they were all the same. Why does he say that? He says that because giving equalizes us. When I give to you and you give to somebody else and somebody else gives to me, then we are able to enjoy. It becomes like the way manna, God was sharing manna amongst the children of Israel. So I pray to God that even as you meditate on that, atakufunulia your element. And there are three kinds of, or three givings in the Bible. The one where they were giving the lamb before the night when the firstborns of Egypt were killed. And God is very considerate. Many people think God is not considerate, but he is. Because he says, kama hii familia ni ndogo, na hawana kakitu, washikane na jirani yao. Sindio? Bwana asifiwe. Washikane na jirani yao. Alafu wakuje na hiyo kondoo. Wachinje, waweke damu pale. And everything will be okay. So God understands where we are. When we look at the tabernacle in the wilderness, God gave them the wealth of Egypt. And when they got to the wilderness, they were asked to give so that the tabernacle can be constructed. And each person gave as they felt in their heart. What I want you to understand is that giving is a matter of your heart. Do not work with emotions. Do not work with what is going around and all this. You yourself decide that this is what I'm gonna do and then do it. And that will be the grace of God in action. Again, when it comes to building the temple, the Bible records that the people brought so much until they were told it is enough. I don't think Sister Mefika, your level where it is enough. Bwana asifiwe. All right. So I want to finish with these words by telling you that God's grace is the one that makes you abound or excel in every good work. And I want us to read especially verse 8 to 11 of chapter 9. Let's just go there so that I can be able to finish. Chapter 9, verse 8 to 11. It says, God is able to make all grace abound to you, so that having all sufficiency in all things, at all times, you may abound in every good work. If I may add, including giving. As it is written, he has distributed freely. He has given to the poor. His righteousness endures forever. Verse 10, he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will supply and multiply your seed for sowing, increase the harvest of your righteousness. 11, you will be enriched in every way to be generous, in every way which through us will produce thanksgiving to God. So giving is part of the good works that is expected out of us. And you can see Paul is very clear. that God is the supplier of seed. God is the Kenya seed. God is the whatever you want to look at it. That he supplies the seed. And not only does he do that, he also increases the harvest. Bwana asifiwe. So God is the one that is in this process from beginning to end. You are only a custodian. And all you need is your heart to cooperate with God. Na mambo yote itakuwa sawa. He talks about he multiplies the seed so that the harvest can increase. So he gives the seed and is the same one that multiplies the seed. But many of us think we are the producers of the seed. And many of us think we are the ones that will multiply the seed. No. Unless God is in it, we will struggle. Bwana asifiwe. So tell your neighbor, unless God is in it, you will struggle. Simama basi tufunge.